The Teacher's Key. Finding the answers for learning. A program designed to help homeschoolers and educators transfer knowledge successfully to their children and students. Now, here's Kathy Sandiford with today's Teacher's Key.
So when I'm teaching about the suffix s to make a word plural, I love to ask my students, how many sounds does the suffix s make? And they almost always tell me, well, it makes one sound, Mrs. Sandiford. And I say, well, I have a little bit different opinion. Do you think we might can compare our notes? And so then we'll begin to compare. And I'll ask them about a word like grab. She grabs the notebook. And then I'll say a word like pits. There were two pits in this cherry. And I'll ask them, do you hear the difference between the ending of grabs and pits? And clearly you can hear a Z sound in one of the words and an S sound in the other word. Yet both words have a suffix S added to the word. So if you've taught your students about voiced and unvoiced letter sounds, the ones with the puff of air, you can then teach the rule that a word ending in a voiced letter sound has a Z sound at the end, but the words with an unvoiced puff of air ends with the S sound at the end of the word. And then, of course, you have the spelling ES that sounds like is.
This has been The Teacher's Key from Faith Music Radio. For more information about this program, visit faithmusicradio.com.